Okay. So this is the sugya we're holding on daf Vav Amud Aleph in Masechet Beyah. That's what we're holding. We've had some very fine chaburah so far on the first five. Blatt, right? Ari, the first one. Kobe gave one, and David gave. And Shruli. That's because I missed last week. And Shruli. Okay. So with that Vav Amud Aleph, and really on top of Vav Amud Aleph starts the sugya of burying a yid who died, burying on Yom Tov Rishon. So Rava Paskins that a base on Yom Tov Rishon, you have to have Goyim be Isaac and everything that's dealing with the Kvura, whether it's the digging of the Kever, making the Tachrichim, Haitzah, everything has to be done by Goyim. What's the case of Mace be Yom Tov Rishon? It seemed like from the Gemara, Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon means that it died on Yom Tov Rishon. So you look at Rashi, Yomer of a Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon, Meis Hamuto Likbar, Im Yom Tov Rishon, who is asking by Yamamin. So how do we understand what Rashi is saying over here?
Could be that Erev.
It could be he really died Erev Yom Tov. And then Meis Hamuto Likbar, that's what it seemed like. It certainly, the Mashmois is Meis Hamuto Likbar. It means it's waiting, it's being it's laying there ready to be Nikbar. And that's the Reish Yosef. We'll see, maybe we won't see, it's hard to see this, but we'll see. That's the Reish Yosef is Madaik from Rashi, what it would seem like. It died before Yom Tov and now it's Muto Likbar. Is Yis Asku by Amim, and we'll see if there's an Afkamina. Zokti Gemara Vaiter, the Bach takes out the word mace, that's why I put it in brackets here. B'yom tiv sheni is asked by Yisrael. V'afilu shnei yom temesh Rosh Hashanah is also mutter to bury a mace on the second day Rosh Hashanah, i.e. day Yisrael. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. We'll get back to this Diak and Rashi momentarily. Then the Gemara says, Oma Mazutra. We skip to where it's underlined. Yeah, Oma Mazutra. The Loi Omron Eladishtoi. That this halacha of Rava is only when Ishtoi, when the mace is being delayed. Rashi says Ishtoi, and it means it's already detained. Umisyore Shalei Asriach. You don't want it to get decayed more, or be Bezayin HaMace. That's when we said you could bury it. Avaloi Ishtoi, meaning that if it's not delayed at all, in other words, it just died today, you can wait a day. Mashinalei, you're going to have to wait. You may not bury it on Yom Tov, you'll have to wait. Now, what is Mazutra talking about? Is Mazutra going on Yom Tov Rishon or Mazutra going on Yom Tov Sheni? Right? Mazutra doesn't tell us. All he's saying is that the whole heter of Rava to bury is when you have a chash, the mace is going to be Masriach. But if it just died today and there's no extenuating circumstances, not a very hot day, and you can wait until the next day, would seem you not have a heter. You will not have a heter. What's he talking about? Is he going, Yom Tov Rishon, you don't have a heter to do it al yidei goyim? Or is he talking about Yom Tov Sheni, and you don't have a heter to do it al yidei Yisrael? Right? So if you look at Rashi, Loi Omron, Rashi's Loi Omron, Dis Asku by Yisrael. So it's clear from Rashi. Rashi seems to be understanding that the Mazutra's din is only going on Yom Tov Sheni. Right? Yom Tov Sheni, when Rava said it's Mutter Ayde Yisrael, to bury Ayde Yisrael, that's when it's only going to be Mutter on Yom Tov Sheni, according to Mazutra, if you have a chash, going to be Masriach. Then you have to wait. But if it's Masriach, then you can do Ayde Yisrael. But if not, you have to wait. But Yom Tov Rishon, since you're doing it Ayde Avamin, so then it's Mutter Saivi, it's Mutter in any case. That's what it seems like Rashi learns. And we'll see, it's Machloik, it's the Ram brings Machloik Rishonim.
It also fits, because if you're not going to say it like
so,
that.
Yeah.
So then Yom Tov Rishon comes out and says, oh, Lo Yishtai, right? So I can't have the Goyim do it. If you leave it to tomorrow, tomorrow the Yidden are going to do it.
From Yom Tov Rishon.
So if you're saying on both days Lo Yishtai, so come to Yom Tov Rishon, so he dies, you say, oh, you can't bury him now, right? You can't let the guy bury him.
Right.
You'll wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's a shtai, so you have to bury him today, so he still has to do it.
Then the Jews will do it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So Rashi, don't establish to say, if he's maybe on the Rishon, so then let the guy do it, and not leave it, because tomorrow, then you're going to be in a case where you're going to have to let these
children. Maybe the Jew on Yom Tov Sheni is less than that.
No, maybe he is, right.
The Jew on Yom Tov Sheni is less than an Akum on Yom Rishon. What's the sfera for that?
Yom Tov Rishon is the Rosh, so Amir Lachim could be
Amir Lachim is still going to be only a Drabonon. And that's a shmuz.
Right, the shmuz,
That's a shmuz.
On the level of the rice, but out of the rice a day. Say one day is like a bit of a ba'alma, and therefore.
Say, whenever the guy does it, right, it's a shmuz that the yid is never involved in. It's just a shmuz to less be ma'isa. Right? So it's always more cool. It's a shmuz to less be ma'isa. In Yom Tov Sheni, it's going to be a shmuz, but it's first to is be ma'isa. So really, so that's what Ari's saying. That maybe Mazutra's svara is that, of course, Yom Tov Rishon, you can do it. Day Akum, because your other choice is wait to push it off, and then the Goyim are going to have to do it. Then Yisrael are going to do it. So you shouldn't for sure do it.
Yeah.
Is it not Lagabe this? Lagabe this was saying that Rosh Hashanah also has a Yom Tov Sheni aspect to it. Yeah, Lagabe Meis.
And that's good enough. Rashi was Afik of the Leishtai.
Yeah.
Because he says Yom Tov Kikol, right? Because on Yom Tov Rishon, it would almost be Fakir, according to you play it out completely. They'll tell you, if you're going to say Yom Tov Sheni Kikol Shavu Rabban Lagabe Meis, so then maybe it should be better on Yom Tov Rishon. Not to let Yisrael, not to let the guy do it, right? So that Yom Tov Sheni is kechol.
According to
Rashi, right?
According to Rashi, yeah.
The Rashi holds Afgav the Loishtai, so he holds Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. Mechari is talking Yom Tov Rishon also.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. But forget the Yeshuas Yaakov wants to make a chilik like this. That is, if you push it off from Yom Tov Rishon, maybe it's considered like kivim malachte b'mayid or kivim malachte liyam tosheini for the Israel to do it. Yeah. So that's mazrutra. Mazrut layarmen ala deishtoi. That's only if you're already delayed. Avaloishtoi, you just die now. Mashin alei. Again, according to Rashi, it's talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Ravashi yama avagav deloishtoi. Nami loy mashin alei. Even if it just died today, you didn't have to worry about masriach. Nami loy mishay mashin alei. You also do not push it off. Why? My timer. Because Yom Tov Sheni legad beimeis kechol shavu rabbanon. The Chachamim made a special din legabe Yom Tov Sheni. Now, this is only talking about Yom Tov Sheni b'zman hazeh, which we already know we have Kvir Diarcha, like the Gemara said earlier on the Dalid. We already know Kvir Diarcha. So really, the Bemes, the Yom Tov Rishon is no suffix. Yom Tov Rishon is deraisi. Yom Tov Sheni also meaning of any beidenu gzeir Hashem yachzal love the kulkuloi. Then they said, but sort of to know that Yom Tov Sheni is different kechel shavu rabbanon. Now we have to know why that is, but Lagabe Meis, what was special Lagabe Meis that they were matarid, but that's Ravashi. Afilu Lamega is a glima, you could either means cut, or you sow a glima for him, or Lamega is Layasa, which is a Bechlal, not Letzerich HaMeis, Ava began his mutter. The Gemara fears Isam Ravina Bo in the Dika Chavre is Chashinan. Rashi learns Chavre means that these Goyim that really want us to make us work on Yom Tov, we get out of it by saying, really, we're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov, so they let us go. If they see us being involved in Malacha, they say, hey, look, I see you do Malacha now. That's the way Rashi learns.
We're not doing the Asa Klimo, we're not doing it at all.
At all. Pashas at all. Yeah.
Even Hashem Yisrael, you're not afraid of it to be. Even being in a mess.
In other words, is only going according to Rav Ashi, is going even according to Mazutra's din.
Yeah, it's trumping.
Yeah, but it's only they didn't make it like a because you have the Maisa. I think it's even according to Mazutra because. Taisus means the Maisa, Taisus here a little bit, and Taisus Shabbos means the Maisa, Rabbeinu Tam, that they used to bury people, and he was Moicha against it. He says nowadays, because now you shouldn't do it, so I think it's even if it was a case of Masriach, but I can't say for sure. Okay. So that's the Gemara. Now we have another Gemara in Shabbos. Before we go to the Ram, we have to see the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lametes, Omer Aleph, Sholchulei B'nei, I don't know, B'nei, how do you call them? B'nei Biskar, B'nei Bishkar, whoever they are, they sent the Shaila to Levi. A few Shailas, the Gemara says, by the time the messenger got there, Levi had died. So Reb Shmuel said to Reb Menashe, that why don't you just go answer them? These are the Shailas, you have the Shailas, go answer them. So one of the Shailas were about a mace. Sholchulehu, mace, what's the din? So he said, "Lo yisaskube, lo yehudain, v'lo yarmoin, lo biyam derishin, v'dam devsheni." No person get involved, not in Rem derishin, not Jaini, not goyim, not yidden. So the Gemara says, "Ani v'ham rav yudah bar shila asamar rav asi uv da'ava bebekenishta demoin biyam dev asamul leShabbos." There was a ma'isa that yom dev was either after Shabbos or before Shabbos. Lo yadanim lefanam alacharet. They didn't know exactly the case whether it was Shabbos then yom dev and it had died on Shabbos, or it was yom dev then Shabbos and it had died on Yom Tov, but the next day was Shabbos, and you would have to then delay it another day. You see, Rabbi Yechanan paskin that on a Yom Tov Rishon, goyim are allowed to be Isaac. So how can you tell me you can't? And more than that, and Yom Tov Sheni Yisasku by Yisrael. So why didn't he paskin like that? The Gemara concludes Lefi Sheni Bnei Tov. He was scared there would be even more makel, and therefore he said, "I can't paskin that it's mutter for them." Fine. Again, here also, it wasn't mutter. Misai yom derish yom desheni masriach, because there was a case of masriach. You see that still overrode the halacha of bizayin ames because ain't a bnei teir. So Rashi here clearly learns, at the bottom of the page here, Rashi learns, Meis b'yom tev rishayin, Meis shenishtah, kegoyin shemeis b'shabes ulamach ahoya yom tev. So Rashi clearly learns, this Gemara is talking about a case of ishtoi, and yet, on a yom tev rishayin, which we're only dealing with amamin being involved, it's still only mutter when it's ishtoi. Right? So we had a whole shayla in Mazutra. Mazutra, when you say it has to be, we're only allowed to be involved on Yom Tov, is that Yom Tov Rishon or Yom Tov Sheni? This Gemara clearly says, even Yom Tov Rishon is only mutter when it's Ishtoi. But if the mace can wait for the next day, you have to wait for the next day. That's what this Gemara is. Yet it's a shtickle steer in Rashi, because we were medayik from Rashi in Beyo, the Yisasku by Yisrael. What was Mazutra's case talking about? Oma Mazutra and Loya Omron Zag Rashi, the Yisasku by Yisrael. Oh, I mean, when am I allowed to have Yidden be involved in the Tisheni when it's Ishtoi? Ah, what about Yom Tov Rishon? So he said, Mestama Rashi holds, if it's Yom Tov Rishon, it's only Goyim anyway. The whole thing is Mutter, even if it's not Ishtoi, if it's not a Chshash of Masriach. That's what it seems like from Rashi. But that's
why does Rashi give Dafka the case of Meis Shenishtah, not the case where Meis B'Shabbos, Meis B'Yom Tov, but Lamach Ha'ayah Shabbos, that it was going to be Masriach?
In this case of Beya, the two Shtalter Rava.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because the Gemara just says, right?
In his case, it was either way.
Racist was either way.
Yeah.
Actually, picked after the words already in Nishtah, so it was starting to be Masriach.
Nah, Meis B'Shabbos L'Macha Yom Tov.
It seems to be the Diyuk that you said, but you could argue the other way too here.
He says, in which case?
This one here. In
yeah.
Shabbos.
Why?
Because it says, Meishanishtah, it means you're anticipating that the next day it'll be Masriach, and you don't want it to come to be Masriach. You don't want to wait till it's Masriach to bury it. So it could be that's what he means. You could say that way.
You're nobody says Beferish is Meishanishtah.
Well, you're not going to be burying on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's how the Gemara is structured there. The thing is, it's not smelling yet, okay? It's
right.
Yeah. But since tomorrow's Yom Tov, it's gonna, and that makes a better difference between the two cases, because otherwise the two cases are the same.
No, his case was Le'adani Milafanem Acharel.
Yeah, right.
Again, I'm not sure why does it make it better because you're anticipating it's going to be Masriach. You're not going to bury it today. Shabbos is not Mutter. It's only going to do it on Yom Tov, and that will be Yom Tov Rishon. Which means it's basically saying on Yom Tov Rishon it's only mutter to have Akum be involved in the Kura only when it's Masriach. That's what comes after in this Gemara.
When now does nishtah? I don't know the grammar. Does nishtah mean that it's already masriach, or it's a case of it's going to be?
I can agree. It will be tomorrow. Come on, meis b'shabbos, or the machar will be yomtiv.
But we're talking about yomtiv, right?
But the only heder is yomtiv.
Right. There's no heder on Shabbos.
In other words, that's clear. You never go more than 2 days before it's being masriach.
But that's how the Gemara
in those days.
You're getting a base of the fact that the base is from yomtiv. Yomtiv after shemitah, Shabbos, Shabbos after yomtiv.
Yeah.
That's why there's a case here.
That's the dimming. It flows from the last sugya. Okay. All right. It's the memory. That's why they did it. They put in all the halachas together. Could be. So we go. Let's go to page 2.
Rashi seems to emphasize it though. He says, "With nation start var." Why does he say that? The first
crash. That's the Melach HaRev case. Was it talking about Melach HaRev who makes b'shabbos u'mnation ishtok far v'ayim asriya? That's what they'll matter now on Yom Tov to do it.
No, but the other case.
Trying to say something.
No, because he says the other one in the Rashi before you. U'mnation lo yuchlu lisad where the Melach HaRev hit the cover ayde amim. So why is there a hetzer to do it when Friday is Yom Tov? Because Shabbos is going to be masriya. And why is there a hetzer to do it when Sunday is Yom Tov? Because it's actually
masriach already.
Right. That's so Rashi explaining both sodom.
Form of how you're masriach.
Right. The fact that Rashi says it makes the observation.
It's interesting that Rashi is saying here that's the thing that we don't know about the case. Whether it seems to be important whether it's masriach already or not. No, you don't see that.
I think in the second Rashi, that seems to make the difference. Why? Because Rashi definitely makes the observation. He says that be the case that Shmishtak keep going to make b'shas l'machra yomtiv. So when Rashi is explaining our sugya, he seems to be picking on the case where it's already masriach. So why is he chapping dafka that case where it's already masriach and not the case where it's going masriach tomorrow because of Shabbos? So can you be medayik from that or not? That's
true.
But you do have
to see in Rashi. So, it seems like it's a Rashi. So, before we go to the Ran, let's go back first to the page number 1. We'll go to this Rosh Yosef over here. The Rosh Yosef, we pointed out the first Rashi on the Vav Amar Aleph and Bey. It says, Amar Rav, Meis beyond the region, Meis Hamuto Likbar. Which sounds like from Rashi, Muto Likbar meaning that it already had died previously, and now it's Mutol, it's laying and waiting to be buried. And Yom Devrishon, you can have Goyim do it. Zokta B'Derash Yosef, that Rashi says that specifically in order to shtim with the Gemara in Shabbos. Because Gemara in Shabbos, you see Rashi learned that case that it's only if it was Ishtoi, even Yom Devrishon, you need Ishtoi in order to be matir that Amamin can be Isaac in it for the Goyim to do it. So that's Rashi. Meis Hamuto means he already had died, and now it's waiting around, and it'll be Masriach, and that's why it's Mutter. And that's what he says over here. Amar Rav, Meis Hamuto L'Koyver, Mashoz, B'Shabbos, Kuv Lametes, the Mazud of Rashi, B'Sev, B'Liv, Reish, Kuv Lametes, Oydu, Dishtoi, Omeis, B'Shabbos, Lefonov, Oy,
Kedoyme.
Maybe the other way around. V'Zeh, Shekhoz, Hamuto, Loi, Shemeis, Hayoyim. That's how he's medayikit. If you look at the Gra, the Shailas had to learn this Bira Gra. So on page number 2, you have the halfway down is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Tov Kuv Chavav Sif Aleph, Meis Hamuto Lekavroi, Imhu B'Yom Tev Rishayin. So you can't do Yisraelim, Afilu Yisriach, Meif Sheba Amimin, Aval Yis Asku Boi Amimin, and Afilu Meis Boi B'Yom. So clearly we don't paskin like this, and we paskin even if it's not Ishtoi, even if it just died today on Yom Div, still Mutar Aidei Goyim. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Okay? So the Goyim right at the bottom of the page says, Meis Hamuto Lekavroi, Rashi Shom, who teaches Mutar Lekavroi, Divir Maskel Omar Rava, yeah? V'rotza loymar, d'loy tamed the Yom Div Koi Ameis. And as the Gemara said like this, Omar Rava, Meis beyond the Rishon is asked by Amamin. Right? Meis beyond the Rishon is asked by Amamin. Zog Rashi, not Meis beyond that it died on Yom Div, but rather Meis Hamuto Likbar that it died before Yom Div. Right? Now, it seems like it would be the same dig as the Reish Yosef. Yeah? But it could be Medai somebody else from the Goyin. Not the same as the Reish Yosef. But rather, because Lamaiska the Mechaber is not paskin like that. We're not paskin that it's a shtoy. And he's coming to explain the Mechaber. So it could be he's saying just the opposite, like this. That maybe you would think that when are you allowed to use goyim to be Isaac on Yom Tov Rishon, only if it's a shtoy. Then they will matter you to bury a mace al yedei amamin. But maybe it was mace bay biyoyim, it would not be mutter even al yedei amamin.
The Chiddush is mace bay biyoyim.
Chedesh is kamash malon that no matter when it's only going to be mutar ayidei amim. Even if it's a shtoi, it's only going to be mutar ayidei amimin. But who adin if it was meis bay biyoyim? It's also mutar ayidei amimin, and that's the Merchaba Paskins. That's what Rashi's saying. That really it's aviyos haskum b'man. I feel meis bay biyoyim. Even that day you're allowed to use goyim, right? But the chiddush is that you could only use goyim. Don't ever think you could use Yisraelim, even if it was meis hamuto ligbor. Then that's where he's being medayg Rashi. The way tame yomtiv day yomtiv kai amei died on yomtiv. That's why you're only using goyim. But if it was meis beforehand, you could use Yisraelim because it's a shtoi. No, kamash malon. Even a meis hamuto ligbor from yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, again,
that's what he's saying.
You think that you can go either way, but I think the fact that he's come to explain the Mechaber, which Lamaisa is matter all cases, maybe he can medai like that, which would mean he's not going like the Dig that Rashi Yosef says. Okay, now we'll go to the Ran. The Ran opens up the sugya a little bit to what it's talking about. The Ran is on top of here, page number 2. Omer Rava, based beyond the reach, is asked by Amin, and he brings the Aloha B'Shabbos Yon Lois Asku by Amin, the Armin and Perakam, the Rosh Hashanah, Avsha'an, V'Shabbos Yom Kippur, Loi. That would never matter, even if it's Bezoyan. And the reason is because it's a Bezoyan actually to the Mace himself, that if you're a Machal Shabbos or Yom Kippurim, to bury him. He doesn't know. This is similar to if someone the kever a kever on Shabbos, lo yikbar lo yalomis. The Gemara in Shabbos says because in Bezayin people know, oh, this is the mace that they machal Shabbos for. So we don't do that. And even if it's mutal bebezayin, we don't do that. Why is Yom Tov different? It's a good kasha. Why is Yom Tov different? The Aruch Hashulchan asks the kasha. Why is Yom Tov different? He gives, according to Ramesha, we'll see the truth of Ramesha, he gives a dochuk teretz, and he says, because Yom Tov we do a lot of malacha anyway.
But how can you say that?
Now, we're not digging on Yom Tov. Yeah, I know, but we're doing Bishul and Haitzah and then. So, Yom Tov, sir, was already, it was a mutter to do malacha, so it's not a genai, a koponim, it's not a genai for this mace that we use Yom Tov to bury him. That's his chilek.
But how can you say that it's because of it's a bezoyin for the mace? Because you have the mace mitzvah, he finds a mace mitzvah, he stops there and he buries the mace mitzvah.
Right.
He didn't say that's the mace mitzvah that stopped him from going.
Right, but not in Shabbos. Shabbos is different.
There also, the Isser wasn't done. Here, the Isser is through the burial. There it was just like.
So you see, Shabbos is on a different level. So the Ran said like this: Om Mazutra lo yomer lelishtoi. Ikamando Omar. Some say the Mazutra akula milsa the Ravakoi. On both dinim, Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. The loy arminim be Yom Tov Rishon ayidei amamin, v'loy be Yom Tov Sheni ayidei Yisrael. Ela bedishtoi. It means both cases are only going to be mutter when delaying the burial will come to some sort of b'zayin ameis will be masriach. If it were no problem of waiting around another day, it would not be mutter sayyam the risam the rishani. Upirusha yishtoi is ben shinishtoi kvar or ben shaosid lihishtois. Ah, Rabbi, is he saying either way?
Yeah.
Both ways would be a case of ishtoi, and then you would have a heter. Ravashi namidomar avagav de lo ishtoi, nami loy mashin. And Ravashi says, no, you don't even have to wait, even if it's not going to be masriach, you can bury it. Loy polagela bemeis biyomdiv sheni. Why? Mishum de kechoil shavu rabbanon. That's Yom Tov Sheni. That's mamish like a weekday they made it. Avo meis biyom de vrisha and dava midoi raisa. Moide ravashi the mazurda the davke bedeshtoi. Mazurda will be moide that without the fact that you have to wait another 2 days, then it would not be mutter. Avo bedloi shtoi loi. So that's the first sheet that Rav Arad Mazutra is limiting this din of Rava of burying Sai Yom Tov Rishon Ayidei Goyim or on Yom Tov Sheni Ayidei Yisrael only when it's going to be Ishtoi. What compelled them to say that? V'hizkikum loymar kein midaminim beperek toilin. That Gemara in Shabbos that we just saw. Of da'i ben eknishin deboim yamdav zon l'shabbat l'idam v'venach rav v'sholcha l'chamid rabbein v'sadach v'amimin is al medavka mishum de yamdav v'samuk l'shabbat de mishtoi, because there will be a delay. Avo b'yamdav ta'alme will be stam, but if the yamdav will be on a Tuesday and you can wait another day, loy, that must be from that Gemara. And as they wanted to make two Gemara shtim, then there shouldn't be a steer in the Sugi and Shabbos and Beya. That's why they said Mazudra only permitted the whole din of burying only Minishtoi. Zokturan v'loy nihiru. Kneim Cain, if you say that Mazudra was going both on Yom Devrishan and on Yom Devsheni, then loy havalei l'Rav Ashi l'meimer stoma. When Rav Ashi said his words on Mazudra, he started off saying like this, Rav Ashi omar, no, afagav d'loy ishtoi. Why? Because Yom Devsheni is kechol shavir abonah. Now, Rav Ashi, you're only talking about Yom Devsheni. If Mazudra was talking about Yom Devrishan and Sheni, what you should say is, Amar Rav Ashi, oh, by the way, Yom Tov Sheni, I disagree with you. So Yom Tov Rishon, I'm minded to what you're saying. But Yom Tov Sheni, but he doesn't say like this. He just goes stoma and he starts talking to Rav Ashi. Stoma, avag, avdolo ishtoin, I'm lemishinat. Elohochi avalei lemember. Rav Ashi, on by the maze, Yom Tov Beis, avag, avdolo ishtoin, is loy mashinalei, because it's kechoil. Elavade mashma, demazudra loy koi, ela ameis, Yom Tov Sheni. And the reason is, Mishum de Sharin over the Elisusagab. Israel. We permitted even Yidden to be involved. And that's why he says only when it's Ishtay. Avo meis biyam devrishin doloi shari ela b'amimim. It's goyim doing it anyway. Afilu l'mazudra is going to be shari va'af agav doloi ishtay. And that's how the Ran wants to say. The Mazudra Bechlau wasn't no Yom Derishan. Yom Derishan, like we paskin, like the Mechaba we saw, Yom Derishan is always mutter, whether it's Ishtoi or Lo Ishtoi, because it's Ayidei Goyim. And then Amir La'akum, Shus, the Les Beimaisa, is more Kuladik. The problem is, the Ran says, but then we have a Stira in Sugis, in the Gemara and Shabbos. So he says, Efshi like this, Vahid the Perak Taylan Loi Kasha, the man, the Chazer Rabbi Yechon on the Shara, the one who saw this Maisa, the Rabbi Yechon, who was Matarit, he was Mesapkalei, Iboy Rabbi Yechon and Ishtoi Iloi. He didn't know really the whole Maisa, and he thought that he meant there was only when it was Ishtoi, that's who he was Matarit on Yom Tarishan, even though it was Ayidei Goyim, and really it was not true, you didn't even need Ishtoi. That's what he wants to say. And vafilu tim tsaloimet l'Rabbi Yechonon davke heche d'ishtoi, maybe Rabbi Yechonon take only is matirit by ishtoi, like the Gemara's mashma, and nan loin laktinon hachi. Mishum de sugi on our sugi here in Beyo, mucho deloi bainin ishtoi, klal uche de chasimna. Because you see clearly from our Gemara, you don't need ishtoi. So the Ran is okay with saying that there's a steer in the sugis from Beya and Shabbos. The ikir sugya is in Beya. That's the klal. Always have to see how he passes what the ikir sugya. The ikir sugya, the Rav said his din was pashus in Beya because that's dealing with hilchas yomtiv, right? There's a, I think it's the Ran himself, Taku, who says legabi a din in Shabbos, which is a steer to somebody else, somewhere else. He says if this is a halacha in Shabbos, you say you go if it's brought in mesecta Shabbos and somewhere else, you go with what's passing in mesecta Shabbos. Why? Because that's where they would give halachas of hilchas Shabbos. So that's how he comes out. If you see the Goyin Taka goes with this Ran, the Goyin says on this halacha we just saw, Meis Amud LeKavroi, the Shulchan Aruch says in Mubiyam Devrishin Yisask Boy Amen Afilu Meis Boy Biyoyim. Says the Goyin, it's on page 3, the top of page 3. Afilu Meis Boy Biyoyim. And afilum yochel asher, even if you wait till tomorrow, he says the afilum mazutra deboy ishtoi, right? Mazutra says only mutu when it's ishtoi, you're going to delay the burial. Loi kamer ela al yom divsheni. What's my raya? Mita kamer av ashi stam. That was the Ran's raya. He says va'af agav yet, va'af agav deloy. V'loi kamer biyom divsheni is this is the halacha. He just goes directly talking to Mazutra that even though it was not ishtoi, it's mutter kuz kechel. Then he bavorns va'avagadu v'perek toilin komar. The Gemara in Shabbat says v'loyadana was before Shabbat. After Shabbat, sugi dekan loy svira lekein. For kosh ken Rav Ashi, it's interesting. He's not saying, well, we pass in Rav Ashi anyway, so there's no discussion. And that's because the Ratak a lot of Rishonim who pass in like Mazutra. That's why I think he's even dealing with Mazutra Sheet in the first place. But Al-Kabonim, he goes with the Ran, that Taket is a steer in the Sugis. He doesn't like the Ran's Deichik Teretz. The steer in the Sugis, we pass like the Sugin Beya. Pamela Yom Devrishin is always Mutter because Mazutra was not talking about Yom Devrishin. He was only dealing with Yom Devshein. Okay. Fine. One more halach we have to see in the Ran before we go to Rabbi Kivager. The last paragraph in the Ran, on page number 2. Page 2, right before the Shulchan Aruch, right, we have the end of the Ran. And the Ran says, Yom Devshein Legabe Meis Kechol Shavur Abonon. That was the maskon of...
It's a raya that he's right, actually, from the Gemara itself, but that he has to only be talking about Yom Devshein. Because the halacha that he says that you can even do a hadas,
a leglimo, yeah,
couldn't be on Yom Tov Rishon because you could say that it's on Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because when they made the takana of the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni, they didn't make it by mace. But so there's no din of it's, we're not talking, there's no dechia here. We're not saying we're docha yantif. It's just not yantif. You said before, it's chol.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You can't say that about yantif rishon. They can't make yantif rishon chol. That's minat Torah.
Right.
So that's also a proof that it's only talking about yantif.
Yeah, no. So put on like this. That Rav Ashi, of course, was only talking about Yom Tov Sheni, right? Right, Rav Ashi is talking about Yom Tov Sheni. The Shailos and Mazutra said this halacha, the Lo Yomer Ella Deshtoi. Right, was he going on even on Yom Tov Rishon? Right. So, but we're using Rav Ashi to learn how he addressed Mazutra's halacha to say whether Mazutra was going on Yom Tov Rishon or Sheni. So one added in, what does the Ran say over here? Mistabre the kivan de kechol shavu rabbonon afilo efshe ba'amamin yisasku by Yisrael. So this is a very interesting chakira. Now when we say that it's mutter to do ra'idei yid, yadi Yisrael on Yom Div Sheni, do you have to do ra'idei yid? Are you allowed to do ra'idei yid even if you have goyim there? Or it's only but the lek of goyim? So one shita holds, the Ramban, he says, afilo efshei dei goyim, es yisasku by Yisrael. V'chein hiske Ramban zal, shaloi kidivir Rav Acha mishabcha. This is the shildas Rav Achoi, takin simen tzadi dalid, who paskins that it's only with the leka akum. Then you can use the Yisrael. Shekodavke heke the leka avamin, ava beduchte d'shchichi amimim, lo yishori ala ba'amimim. Dusan, the Sfasema says that this shita gets it from the end of the Gemara. Omer Avina, the Gemara ends off. Omer Avina, v'in dike chavri chashinon. He says that's the way they're learning. When you have chavri, means when you have goyim to do it. Not when you have a chash, the goyim are going to see you doing work. When you have goyim around to do the work, v'in dike chavri, then chashinon for the other sheet, then you won't be able to do it. Ayde Yisrael. That's
Rashi.
Not like Rashi. Yeah, he says that's how these Rishonim want to take it from. But Agabon, this is Mach Loki Rishonim.
Is this Mach Loki in Ravashi and Marzutra? With this, because it seems to be, it makes more sense that it's Mach Loki than Ravashi and Marzutra. I would think that Chol Shavu Rabbanan and even
Ravashi holds Chol Shavu Rabbanan.
In Ravashi, I would think that everyone would agree, unless you want to say like it's only Chol Shavu Rabbanan that no guy in there. But it seems a little bit more difficult.
I mean, the Ran is saying it in Ravashi.
Ravashi also.
Yeah.
She's asking the question by Ravashi.
Ravashi says the second that Yom Div is mutter to do it, even if you don't have to delay, even hold me masriach, you can do it. It's Yom Div Sheni, it's kechol. Now you have a machlek rishonim. The Rav Achoi says that's only if you don't have a goy around. And Ramban says no, even if you have a goy, you do it Yisrael.
Because I thought the machlek was saying it could be in the case of a shtai, but it's
not in
Ravashi.
Right, but you're asking, ladies, you're saying if Ravashi holds this kechol shavu rabbonon, then how can you have any shita? Right? to say that, yeah. But that's Tadak in the Nitziv. That's what I was going to say. But you mechamed in the Nitziv Tak. And the Nitziv on the Shiltas, and the Mem Hemik Shela says, L'chayra, that's the Machlaikis over here. When Rav Ashi says, K'chayl Shevi Rabbonon, did he say it's Mamish Kehudra, or is it the Chuyah? I mean, that's how these two Shitas go.
If you, if it doesn't sound like clear.
Doesn't have chuyah. It's in Gans and Hutra.
It can't be
the chuyah,
according to Rav Ashi. It can't be the chuyah because he's saying that you can do these other things, which are malachos.
Ah, you can, right. You could even do the other things.
Yeah.
Right. 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 That's true. It's a good raya also. Yeah. It's true. The lashon is not mashman there also, and it is an interesting shita though that the rishayim would hold, and it's only heichad
like a ravina. Maybe that's what we hold in ravina, like the spesem. It's another shidduch. No, not in Iran. It's another pshat. It's to be paskan like ravina. Vayida dika chavre means not. We got. I mean, we hold it only in chuyo. In other words, if we have going, we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like three shidduchs.
Yeah. So we still need a pshat here for this other shidduch. Yes. Lamaisa, we paskin like the Ramban. We pass like the Ramban over here. If you look here in Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalid on this page, a few paragraphs down. Siv Dalid, the Yom Tov Sheni Legal Bemeis Kachol Shavir Rabbanav Afilu Efsher Ba'Amimin Yisasku Boy Yisrael. We paskin Yisrael. Yisrael could do it in either way. Yeah. Okay. So now we'll go.
Over the Rambam says.
Even the Rambam, he says like this. But only certain things.
Right.
Yeah. Certain things we'll let the goyim do it because they can do it. So now we go to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which. We could say at the outset, it's a shver Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's a shver for us to understand it. Al-Kabonim. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and it's a mitzvah liyashiv. Even if you're not an enikul Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's a mitzvah liyashiv for this Rabbi Akiva Eiger to have a pshat on what he's saying. So we saw the Gemara. Rava says, "Biyam de Rishayin Yisas Bi Amimin, Biyam de Shein Yisas Bi Yisrael." On that, Mazutra said, "Lo Yomer Elo Bedi Ishtoi." And we said, "What's Rav Mazutra going on? Is he going Yom Tov Rishayin or only Yom Tov Sheini?" And the Ran concluded, "He's going only Yom Tov Sheini." But on Yom Tov Rishayin, Avad the Mazutra's maskim Yedoli Yisrael Yisas Bi Amimin. No matter what, even below Ishtoi Yisas Bi Amim, that's mutter. And the Ran had a kasha though, which he had a deichik answer. His kasha was that the sugi in Shabbos seems to say that even on Yom Tov Rishayin you only have a heter when it's ishtoi. That's the background to this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Zog Rabbi Akiva Eiger here. Amar Rava meets when Rishayin asks me Amos in Yom Sheini he asks me so. Avam Mazul Lo Yomer El Bishtoi. Rav Ashi Avavik Lo Ishtoi. My time Yom Sheini Gabi Chol Shiv Rabban. Mi Diyav Rav Ashi Time Nikachol Shiv Rabban and Alma Dedvarov Rabbi Yom Tov Sheini. The Yevshalachol Afarish beyond the Rishayin Moide De Bishtoi Dafke. You can't say that he's maskim and Yom Tov Rishayin that it's only mutter to do it when it's ishtoi. Because in Cain, halchi havelei lemeimar meis biyom devsheini avagav lo ishtoi. That's what he should have said, like the Ran said. El akoch of tzara lefarish to biyom dev Rishayin loy oma mazurta. And we'll say klal. Mazurta wasn't talking about Yom Tov Rishayin. And the reason is the kivin daidei avaminu moided leiboy ishtoi. He's maskim. You don't need the extra factor ishtoi. The Cain dikta karan zal v'nichtak. Nitchak me'oid lefareish lefi zeh hod amrina beperek toilin. The Gemara in Shabbos uvda have beyond of some of the Shabbos. You see, it was a 2-day wait. If I'm Rabbi Yechonon, you ask me, I'm alma time the hoyas some of the Shabbos v'shtoi, and because you had to wait halav achi loy. And that was the Ran's shverkeit. Zogdu mikvege v'temahani. The Hamada amrina beyond of sheni is asking by Yisrael. When we talk about Yom Tov Sheni, that a Yisrael is allowed to be involved in the Kfura. Zogt Rikvega Hainu Afilo Be'efshai De Amimin. Now we saw, like the Ran, Chumashkos Rambe Samach B'Shem Ramban. Right? If you have a choice, Yisrael or Goy, if it's Yom Tov Sheni, Yisrael could do it. You don't have to look for a Goy. Even if the Goy is standing right in front of us, you don't ask him to do it. The Yisrael could do it. V'yim Kain B'Yom Tov Sheni B'Lo Yishtoi the mutl kovrei de amamin. Let's say hypothetically it was talking about was lo yishtoi, right? It just died today. You certainly can wait till tomorrow when it's going to be a regular weekday, right? It'll be chalamoid. Do you have to wait, or can I do it aydei a goy? says Rabbi Kivei Gavad, it's mutl lekorvay de avamin legara miyam devrishin. Yom devrishin, everybody is maskim that when you do an ayde goy, it's always mutter, even if it's not ishtay. So he says memela yehi adin noisein lekorvay de Yisrael. Obazai should be mutter even for a yid to bury him now. Demabekach de lo ishtay. Ah, you tell me it's not going to be masriach. Homikol mokam anan loy mashin noisay de amin. We're not delaying this kvura. We're going ahead with the kvura. We're burying this yid over here. Al yidei, ayidei goyim. So he says, "Svechol shabon lekorva ayidei amimin is kaver nois b'yamtiv shein ayidei Yisrael." The equation is: whenever you have Yisrael and goyim, the Ramban said you don't have to prefer goyim. You could do it ayidei Yisraelim. So he says, once now you mati.
That's kichol asur rabbonah. Now we're talking about yom tovishim.
No, Yom Divsheni. On Yom Divsheni, Yom Divrishin, we knew that Ayidei Goyim is Mutter.
Okay.
So he says, so Kol Shein Yom Divsheni is Ayidei Goyim, it's Mutter.
Goyim, okay.
Even if it's not Ishtoy.
Fine.
So he says, so once I have a case where I'm not delaying the Kvura, because I could do it Ayidei Amimin, and then we said, well, we always are Matir Ayidei Yisrael, even when I have Amimin. So Ayidei should be Mutter, even Ayidei Yisrael.
Then what Ari said originally can answer this, because the only reason,
yeah, what?
The only reason why there's no chilek between Ishtoy and Loishtoy by Yantav Rishon is because when you do, you're going to wait to Yantav Sheni, then you have another problem. But maybe on Yantav Sheni with an Akum, maybe you would wait.
On Yantav Sheni,
because Rabbi Kivager says that why Yantav Sheni is no Gara by Yantav Rishon, that there's no chilek between Ishtoy and Loishtoy.
Right.
So therefore, but according to what Ari said originally, maybe the only reason why there's no chilek by Yantav Rishon is because, okay, you're going to wait for Yantav Sheni, but then you have another problem with the Jew. But on Yantav Sheni, if you actually wait with a guy, you could have a whole Gara on a weekday.
And as you're saying, Rabbi Kvega's assumption is wrong.
Yeah, that's
Rabbi Kvega's assumption. When on Yom Tov Rishon it will be mutter even Leishtay, but maybe Yom Tov Sheni wouldn't be mutter Leishtay.
Rishon, the only reason why it's mutter is because even if you wait, you're going to have a case of Leishtay on Yom Tov Sheni. But on Yom Tov Sheni, if you wait, you can have a case of Heter Gomer.
Heter Gomer.
Right. But Maizel, though, it's more astounding to say you're not going to be more mocking Yom Tov Sheni Yom Tov Rishon. Well, how can it be the Yom Tov Rishon, which is Daraisa?
I said, so the reason why is this.
No, it's Konami, but Lamaisa, right. It's fun to say that.
I thought what you said originally.
Right, I mean, it's far, but Lamaisa, though, I think you're saying, why is it couldn't be, you'd be more mocking Yom Tov Sheni Yom Tov Rishon, which is what it would come out.
Yes, so, the question is really, what's his cheshbon over here? What's his cheshbon? His cheshbon is, well, on Yom Divsheni, it's only Mutter Ayidei Yisrael if it's Ishtoy. If you would have to wait, then it would be Masriach. But Ayidei Goy, it's Mutter anyway. And it's, oh, well, once you did Mutter Ayidei Goy, so anytime you have a Goy, it's Mutter, so you could do it Ayidei Yisrael. That was the Ramban. Right? So it should be Mutter. Mefazlai sounds like a Sfani Svara. So really, the Svasem is. Taka asks, Sarachin, if you do Svasemis over here is on the bottom, but it's underlined on the page number 4. V'chidushi agoyin Rabbi Kiveg is al hikshal shita zu, kivin de lamazudra b'lo yishtoy osay de Yisrael b'yam devsheni. V'ayidei akum it's mutter to legor miyam devrishen. He also agrees with that anocha. That assumption is correct. In kein kishiyesh akum lefaneinu, ta'al kochach ein mashinoy. So he actually explains Rabbi Kiveg's kasha and cheshbon better. If I have a goy over here, I'm certainly allowed to have the guy bury the mace over here, because even if it's lo yishtoy, he's allowed to do it. It's umut lo kavay de'akum. So then shuv ye muter gam ayidei Yisrael, because anytime I have Yisrael and Akum, I can have the Yisrael do it. I ain't shemul shani. V'lo yamadeti al sferosu b'zeh. The Shabbos does it. Of course, it's a chilek. Anane matir ayidei Yisrael al bishtoy mishum diki b'zayin lemeis. And therefore, then we come on to this grace aheter of the Yisrael. I will shvus tamir la'akum. That's matir nafil b'lo. And that haguf is why we're matter in Yom Tovishin, because there's a chilek of Amir La'akum and Ishvus that the Yesh by Maisa. Rabbi Kivega's cheshbon is, look, you see we're burying him right away. That's not a cheshbon. My shaking b'shtoy digi b'zoyin. Ain lonu latzei de'akon lo'atzer b'zoyin. Dikim di'esh b'zoyin lefaneinu mutarim lakboi ra'adei Yisrael. When it's going to be mutter to do l'masul on Shabbos? He says Shabbos. I'm all you have a case of pikuach nefesh. So when is mamish pikuach nefesh? Then about it, it's mutai de Yisrael. You don't have to wait for a goy. That's when it was mutter. That's when it was. If it's a bezoyin to the mace, so then it's mutter. But stam, if let's say chol shem beisakona, then about it, you have to do it with a goy first. So he said when it's lo yishtoi, that's why it's mutai de goy. You can't make a cheshbon to a
year. The Eger's Havana in the Ramban is what's driving it. He's understanding the Ramban is saying that wherever you have a day that Yisrael could do it, so if you're Matthew, so it's always better to have the Yisrael do it.
Right.
So Bishlam and Yom Tov Rishon, you never find a Hatter for Yisrael to do it. So it's always Idei Amin. For Yom Tov Sheni, we have a Hatter, so the Ramban, so the way he's understanding the Ramban is, what you're going to tell me? You're going to let a guy do it, so you, better Yisrael should do it, because there's a Hatter to do that. But so Sassamis, and that's also Mistab, really. To say that the only thing you're Matthew, Yisrael is where there's Bizarre.
Where there's Bizarre, right.
So that's the Hatter for Yisrael. It's not driven by the fact that the guy is allowed to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so somehow Rabbi Kivega understands that there seems to be another factor here. Rabbi Kivega seems to say there's another factor over here of that we want to do the barrel. Yeah. So what it seems like in discussing it with my Harusa, with Pesi, this is a pshat that we came out with. That the fact that a goy buries this mace, this Yisrael that's mace, that itself is also a bezoyin. That itself is also a bezoyin. Now, Yom Devrishon, it's a deraisa, you have no other choice. You have no other choice, so we're going to say, buried Idei Amen. Now, Yom Devsheni, aside from the factor that the Marzutra says of Ishtoi, there's a bezoyin, there can be masriach, so we are mati to do it.
Once he's buried by a goy, that itself is a bezoyin, that is mati.
That itself is a bezoyin. So if that's going to be a bezoyin, the mela, we're going to say, in order to save you from that bezoyin, we're going to allow a Yisrael to do it. Well, how can you allow Yisrael to do it if there's a goy right here? That's when Kiveg brings the Ramban to say, no, look, every time you have a Yisrael and an Akum, we never say you have to do a day Akum. So once you have, he doesn't really speak this out so much, but that has to be another factor. The Achreinim, I saw the Hamek Shela brings this Gemara in the Seita, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Wasn't so long ago. Right. They've been talking about Kuras Yosef. So the Gemara says that V'loy Asik Moshe was dealing with Atzmis Yosef. So Yisrael have a Mas Askebei. What will be with the Shvuah V'oksiv Atzmis Yosef? You see, later they did bury it. So the Gemara concludes that Yosef's children intentionally left it for Moshe Rabbeinu to do. Why? Kvoidei Mibirubin Yosef Mibimuotin. Do it with a multitude of people. So you see, it's kedai to stay away from a kvura to allow for a better covered for the mace. So that factor is maybe what really is what was driving Rabbi Kivega, that any time they be allowed to bury a guy, that itself will be a bezoin. The mele, then I can come and do it a day a yid. Bezoin for the mace. Bezoin for this mace to be buried a day. The sheet is tagging it hold of you, even allowed to the mechaba passing out like that. But the Bialocha brings Rishayim that for the covet of the mace, if it's a tamad chacham, you can delay the burial in order to dafke do the ayde yidden. So Bikiveg is saying that's l'kuli alma. L'kuli alma, dude, that once it's already Yom Tov Sheni, you'll be allowed to use yidden. Now, my even if you say this pshat, even if the pshat would work, and I thought you were going to ask this, Kobe, because you pointed this out in the Ran before. This whole het of the Ramban, that whenever you have a Yisrael, you don't have to go Aidei Akum, isn't who? Is only Shitas Rav Ashi, that if you hold Kichol Shavur Rabbanon. So in that case, in a Chanami, it's like a Hutra, it's like a Pikuach Nevejab, so you do it Aidei, you don't have to come out to the Goyim. But Mehecha Teisi, you would say that in a Mazutra. Rabbi Kivega's Cheshbon is going in Mazutra Shita. Right? He's trying to explain Mazutra that could be the Ishtoi, but if the idea go, you be like, but then you can't be in a Ramban's Cheshbon that.
It must be a good because it could do a Bashi,
the Kachili
can do.
You're right, I don't have to come on to Ishtoi. It's only in Mazutra. So it's a funny riot to bring that it will be mutter always Aydei Yisrael, even when you have a guy. Not in Mazutra, you have no right to that. The Ramban was speaking in Shittas Rav Ashi.
I thought the Ramban was a little bit difficult in Rav Ashi. The Ramban to me made more sense in Mazutra, because if you hold it closer to your Ramban, then...
Are you saying, why should he even debate that?
Yeah, why would
why should he even debate that? So, Al-Kopanim, that's Rabbi Kvega's Hanocha, and that's his Kasha. So now he says a very interesting teretz. With his pshat in the Gemara, he answers the Ran's Kasha. We go back to the Rabbi Kvega, page 3, to the last paragraph. He says, Valkein early again. Based on this cheshmen, it should always be mutar yom desheni ayidei Yisrael, because it'll be mutar ayidei goy. Valkein early the farish. The Vade Hochenu, the Mazudra Koy Yom Yivsheni. I agree with the Ran that Mazudra is only dealing with Yom Yivsheni. Avo Beyom Dev Rishain, Moide Deloy Boy Yishtoi. He says, of course, Yom Rishain, Mutra Aydei Goy, even if it's not going to be Masriach, even if it just died that day. Ach Loy Mitam, the Amim in Berishain, kill me Yisrael Besheni, like we've been thinking till now, that Amir La Akim is a more cooler Dika Heter, and that's why it's Mutra. El the time may Hochenu. The Kivan, the Imnisha Oysoi, if you're going to delay it on Yom Tov Rishayin, Al Koch and Ikebren El Amacher, because the Amacher Yebechalal Eshtoi. So you're going to be waiting from Yom Tov Rishayin to Yom Tov Sheni. What will happen? The Kiva the Benkach or Benkach to start Lechal El Yom Tov. Lechal Yom Tov. Aye, this is a Rishayin, this is a Sheni, right? Aye, that's the Reis, that's the Rabbanon. So either Bikvegos Lemaisa, there's a Chilul Yom Tov over here, or the Chassam Sefer was mechaven to this pshat of Ishver, and he says that it could be we view Yom Tov when you're dealing with Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, could be because a little bit like the Reb Chaim that David Weiss mentioned the other week. When you're dealing with both Yom Tovim, he says really we have a suffix, could be Yom Tov Rishon was Chol and Yom Tov Sheni is Yom Tov really, right? So in other words, when you're going to push some from Yom Tov Rishon to a Yom Tov Sheni, he says that's not so poshut. You can't say that when you're dealing with both days, it could be Taka, the Sveika comes in and Yom Tov Sheni. So he's also, so that's what Rabbi Kivay is saying. But given the Benkach or Benkach that star lachal of Yom Tov, Mishumach we kervin oisei miyad, Aide Amen. Ava be Yom Tov Sheni sovar, beloy ishtoi loy. Mazutra holds that if you're not going to have to delay, if it's not going to decay, don't do it. Why? Push it off to the next day. You're not going to lie. This is what you were pointing out, Kobe, but in Ari's chat. Even Aydei Amin will not be Mutter. But why? Because it will be a weekday. And that Rav Ashi Polig, the Yom Tov Sheni Kechol, Shevarom Legabay Meis, the Yomei. It's always like a Chol, you never have to wait. Veitzer Lashi Leshevagay Aydei Chil Yom Tov. Well, if he's there, comes his nafkamina, be'emes be'eretz Yisrael. The oisin rak yom echod is yom tif, rak yom after yom echod yom tif, is kayim adin, the osel akayra be yom tif rishin b'la ishtoi. It will come out that, because the only reason that Rav Ashi said his mutter and yom tif rishin is because you have to push with yom tif sheni, hey mechal yom tif sheni. Either stam yom tif sheni is still yom tif misabe midrabonon, or like the chsam sevis cheshman, that could be that is doideraisa. But come days, if it was only a one day Yom Tov like in Eretz Yisrael, and you can wait till the next day, there'll be no heter at all to, even according to Mazurta, to push it off. I just, we don't have time to do this, but if you want to see, this is Halacha L'maisa, Ramesh's Tshuva, Chela Gimel L'Rachayim Simenayin Vav, where he takes the whole heter of Rav Ashi, that Kechol Shavir Rabbanon, and he says nowadays you can't bury on Yom Tov Sheni either. And the reason is because there come out too much Chela Yom Tov, because too many people, either the relatives were not Shem Shabbos, they start calling people, they start driving there. Mele will be a whole bezayin for Yom Tov and bezayin for this mace of so much chilul came out about him, and therefore he says we don't use Yom Tov Shein at all to bury. Okay.
Isn't that because of the suffering?